All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Lazy ass friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Terica.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. So this is my friend, yeah. Terica, right? Mm-hmm. So I happened to be scrolling through Facebook the other day, and I saw that she had posted that she still had a Christmas tree up.
Hey.
But it was funny because I started looking because all these people are commenting underneath it and they were all saying they had their tree up still too.
What?
Hey.
Wait, so why did you post that in the first place? Just so you could find somebody who didn't think you were crazy?
I had came home from vacation and I just went in my living room and looked and I realized like, oh my God, my freaking Christmas tree is still up. At first, I didn't take it down because my son, he went into depression mode, saying Christmas is ruined, it was taken down. Oh. So I'm about to deal with him, so I left it up. And okay. Then it just stayed there and then never took it down.
So at this point, are you going to just leave it up until next Christmas, or what's happening?
At this point, it's about to be Easter tree, a President's Day tree. It's
a President's Day tree.
That's a lot of work. You have stuff, ornaments.
Yeah. I'm assuming that it's a fake tree, right? It's not real. So otherwise, it'd be just like branches at this point.
It's a fake tree.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I saw somebody the other day when I was driving to work. They still had their decorations on the outside of their house on.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of people in my neighborhood that they...
They were crappy decorations. That's what made it worse.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a nice house to drive by. It was like they were barely hanging on the railing.
They were
railing.
Just thrown on
yeah.
there. Yeah.
It was terrible.
See, my tree matches my living room. It just blends so nicely.
The light.
Hey, listen, whatever you got to tell yourself to justify the BS of, of having your tree up
we're
in forever.
We're in a pandemic. Do what you want.
Exactly.
I would say the pandemic is the reason my tree is still up.
That's right.
Sure. So many people, when this thing ends, are going to have to, like, get out of being so damn lazy with, like, things like this.
Right.
They're like, I got to take my tree down now, damn it.
Thanks, girl. Let me know if you end up taking it down.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, Steve, hang on. If you got a good, super, super lazy story, I'm so lazy that blank.
That instead of washing clothes, you go out and buy new clothes?
Yes, something like that.
You got a few people saying that.
Or our producer, A-A-Ron.
You dumb messed up, A-A-Ron!
He says he just puts his clothes in the dryer, like to dry, and then that's basically his closet. He's like, whenever I need to get clothes, I just take it right out of the dryer.
That's awesome.
Like, Steve, what are you lazy with? Go ahead.
I got like 4 PS Pro remotes, and I'll be making my daughter go get me the other one.
Why?
When one dies.
Because you're too lazy to charge it?
And to get up and go get it, you feel me?
Right across the room,
and
right?
I got my TV on. Yeah, it's not on top. It's not across the room. It's not like I got to stand up and turn around and stand if I die.
Oh, yeah, that'll turn around nonsense, man. That'll get you every time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You said you have 4
and I got
remotes?
My TV on top of a fridge.
Yeah, it's 4. Yeah, I got like 4 controllers. For the PS4, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the PS4.
All right.
Yeah, because you need more than one because he's too
right.
lazy to charge one.
Right.
So he
but
needs
I think that's more of a combination between laziness and just impatience.
Sure, don't try and sugarcoat it. It's lazy.
Whatever you want to, whatever will justify it in your head.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, hold on. Leroy can help Steve out. You can back him up.
I can help him out. I can help you out. I can help all parents out who do it. I do it. Okay. I'll tell my kids to come in and turn off the lights.
Oh, my God.
But here's what it is. I look at it as a form of entertainment. Because you know they're going to have a reaction.
Yeah.
And so I just do it to get a good laugh. You know, we all need a good laugh.
And the thing with kids, too, is you have a small, small window of time where menial tasks are fun to them for some reason. Like, your kid will want to sweep the floor.
Right.
They'll want to mop. They'll want to vacuum. They'll want to do things like, they'll want to wipe stuff down. It's a small, like I said, it's a small.
Yep.
Small time frame. I couldn't even tell you the age range. It's usually when they're very young. And then once they realize that that's like work, it all changes.
Please. Then your niece is 18 years old and you're paying her $20 to go clean off your car.
There you go.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.